Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Right now, I want to make sure that you are following our Instagram page, which is where we do all kinds of fun giveaways, and I go live on there and hang out with you guys. So make sure you head on over to Instagram and look for Kids Short Stories. Today's story is part two of Sterling and the Zombie Wars! And all that grumpiness. Who's ready to get rid of this grumpiness from Dr. Stinky Breath? Me too, let's go! It was another beautiful morning as Sterling hopped onto the school bus, and there was Noah. Hey, Noah! Sterling shouted.
Hey, calm down, Sterling. Don't be so loud, said one of the kids on the school bus.
Oh, sorry.
Sterling snuck through and sat next to Noah.
What's going on? Everyone's still looking grumpy.
I know, said Noah. I think the grumpiness is back.
Oh, man. I guess we're going to be playing lava tag by ourselves again, said Sterling. As the bus drove off, not a single word was said in the school bus. Everybody was grumpy and didn't want to talk to anybody. Except Sterling and Noah. They had fun sitting all the way in the back. As the school bus arrived and everyone jumped out and walked into school, Sterling grabbed his walkie and called out to Izzy.
Shh! Hey, Izzy! Are you there? Are you at school yet? Because everyone here is super grumpy. Check on Jack, too. Over.
Immediately, Izzy replied,
Shh! It's terrible! I've never seen everyone like this before. Like, seriously, everyone is so grumpy, said Izzy. And Jack? He's even worse today. He barely even opened his eyes when I walked past him. I don't know, something is not right.
As school started, Sterling and Noah couldn't help but just wonder, how in the world did this happen? They were supposed to be learning about math, but it was so hard to focus with all that grumpiness and that giant mystery that needed to be solved.
Sterling's mind raced and then remembered, wait a second, I think yesterday was pretty normal until everyone went to the library. Yeah, when me and Noah were cleaning the classroom, that is possibly when everyone changed, because recess, yes, it all makes sense.
He had to wait until the math part of their class was done, because then they would have a couple minute break to get up and move around and shake all the wiggles out.
Noah, I figured it out,
whispered Sterling as he motioned for him to come over.
Remember yesterday, everyone started getting weird at recess, right?
Yeah, said Noah.
Well, remember we were cleaning the room and everyone else was in the library before recess. So whatever changed them to be grumpy must have been in the library.
Noah's eyes got really big.
Oh, you mean the librarian?
Oh yeah, she is pretty grumpy herself.
Sterling laughed.
I don't know if it's necessarily the librarian, but I don't know. Something suspicious must have happened in that library.
Later on in the day, after lunch, it was time to head to the library. And Sterling and Noah couldn't wait to get there and look for clues.
All right, Noah, we have to stay on high alert. Whatever has infected all these kids into being grumpy, I don't want it to even come close to touching me, said Sterling.
They started walking around the library, and Noah kept a very close eye on the librarian. He was convinced that she must be behind all of this grumpiness. Sterling was watching all of his classmates and seeing what they were doing. He was watching to see if he could figure out what could have caused this. Most of them were too grumpy and they just sat in the corner and did nothing. But some of them got up and were picking some books and reading them.
Everything seems so normal, said Sterling.
And then he saw something drip from one of the books.
Gross! Noah, come look at this!
The two of them walked over to one of the books that had fallen off the shelf. And yeah, it looked like there was some kind of goopy stuff sticking to the book.
That's disgusting, said Noah. I don't want to touch that, but wait a second. Look at that. On the edge of the book, there was a small hole. A hole that almost looked like a wormhole.
Like, you know, have you ever seen an apple with a wormhole where the worm has dug its way inside of that fruit? Well, it looked kind of like that, but in this book.
Sterling grabbed a pencil and poked the inside of this hole with the pokey part of the pencil, and instantly they heard a sound.
What was that?
Said Sterling.
Did it come from inside of that tiny little hole?
As he tried to pull the pencil out from the hole, it started to get sucked in deeper and deeper.
What is going on? Said Noah. It's the book is eating your pencil. The book is eating your pencil. Ah!
Shh. No shouting in the library.
That was the librarian. She can be a little grumpy, but yeah, Noah shouldn't be shouting right now at a time like this. All right, we have got to call this into HQ. This has got to be connected to what's going on. And we have to let Izzy know too, said Sterling. They grabbed their walkie and very quietly called into HQ.
Shh, HQ, this is Sterling and Noah. We're in the library. We can't be very loud, but something crazy is going on here. Over.
Hey, what's going on, Sterling?
Something terrible. Everyone's been super grumpy, and we just found some kind of creature that lives inside the book in the library, and it just ate my pencil. Over.
Wow. Yes, we have had increased reports of grumpy activity. We weren't exactly sure what to do with that report, but if you found something that could connect it all, please send it in. Or better yet, we'll send you a drone. Just hang tight. Over and out.
Shh. All right. Now, we've got to call Izzy and let her know what we found. Maybe their library has books that eat pencils too, said Sterling.
They called into Izzy, and they were right.
Shh. Yeah, guys, here it is,
said Izzy. She was already in the library with her class at their school, and sure enough, she found a book with some oozy, gooey, icky stuff pouring out of a little hole on the side of the book.
Great job, Izzy. Yeah, we'll send the drone over to you after we load it up with our evidence. Over.
Shh.
By the end of the day, HQ was able to figure out that, yes, they were zombie worms inside of the book that had some kind of poison on them that were making everyone grumpy. HQ was able to send out some antidote to all of the affected schools, as well as a special bubbleberry soap spray so that they could clean all the books to get rid of all the zombie worms. Great job, Sterling, Noah, Jack, and Izzy. You guys saved the day, and whoo, we got rid of all that grumpiness. Now, let's check in on how the Stinky Lab is doing now.
Purple Ninjas! Why do we always have the same problems? You see, we come up with good idea. Then we make the good idea, and we start making progress. But then the spies always stop us. I need an answer right now. Why does that keep happening?
Well, boss, the spies, I think they're smarter than we give them credit. You see, they...
Don't even think about calling the spy team smarter than us. I will never, ever speak such horrible things. Well, Purple Ninjas, it looks like we are not sleeping tonight. We must figure out a new plan right now. Let's get to work!
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Jackson from South Australia, Bentley from Utah, Magnolia and Langston from Alabama, Landon from California, Clara Brooks and Maverick from Calgary, Alberta, Leo from New Jersey, and Coco and Violet from Australia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.